So it's time now for our segment we call God at Work. And if you're new to this, there are two main reasons that we do this. First of all, it helps you get to know someone in the congregation, which is always a great thing. Beyond that, we really believe that God works through us in our work. He is at work not just in pastors and those who are volunteering at church at a certain point. He is at work in our vocations, and not just even when you're talking about Jesus. He is at work through what you're doing. So we want to honor that by talking to Josh Linwall today. So thank you so much for coming and being up here, Josh. A lot of times I ask people to do this, and they say no, and I understand, but Josh bravely said yes. So Josh, would you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and yeah.
Yeah, sure. I was originally born in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and lived there up until I was 17, and then moved out to the island with my family. And I finished high school here and met my wife, Leah, who will be here in the second service. We met, a number of years ago. When I was 23, we got married, and that was 2017. And then we had two kids since then, Isla May, who's 2 years old, and Levi, our little baby boy, who is 6 months now. And that's a quick little.
Yeah. And so their family's just dedicated, Isla and Levi, to the Lord. And so can you tell us, go back a little bit and tell us a little bit about how Jesus found you?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in a Christian home, and my parents were very passion. My dad always read my sister and I the Bible, like, growing up. And I remember he kind of walked me through, like, just what it means to, like, kind of give your life to Jesus when I was really quite young. And I remember this, but I don't know how much my heart, like, was in tune with that. And then so growing up, I think it was at camp, I went to a lot of different, like, Christian retreats and camps and stuff. And camp, I had an interaction with the Lord that really stood out in my heart, where I think, like, I was like, wow, Jesus actually, like, did this for me. And I gave my life to him. And in and throughout my teens, it was, like, a growing progression of trying to struggle with, like, yeah, high school and all that kind of stuff. And then especially my late teens and early 20s, I just kind of, like, really is like, man, my life belongs to the Lord. And so he's been, like, constantly impacting me in and throughout those years since then.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. So, Josh, when you're not parenting, what do you do all day? What takes up your time?
Yeah, so I work at a sawmill, actually, and I've worked there for about 7 years, and it's in Parksville. We make cedar shingles there, and I love it. I used to, I worked there out of high school, and then at first I didn't like it. Like, I couldn't wait to leave and do something else, and I did leave and do different things. I came back to it, realizing, like, man, I miss this job so much, and I've been there for the past, like, 5 years steady, and I really like it, and for a number of reasons. It's kind of a monotonous job. Like, I do a bunch of different things there, but most of the time I can just, like, I'm really free to think and just kind of, like, meditate and like, pray and that kind of stuff. I can talk more about.
So our key question here, which you've already heard on the video, how do you see God at work in your work?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this. There's kind of, like, two parts to this answer. I'll talk about, like, relationally, just me and him first, and then my interaction with coworkers. But so, like I said, when I'm working, I actually have a lot of freedom to think and meditate and stuff, because the jobs are a lot related to muscle memory and just, like, doing kind of repetitive things and stuff. And so lots of opportunity to, like, pray and work through things. If there's something going on in my heart that I know, like, I don't want there, or, like, the Lord wants to, like, refine in me, it's, like, a good place to, like, surrender it. And sometimes I'll just, like, be, like, singing and praying, because it's so loud in the mill. Like, there's, like, saws running and everything. We have earplugs, so I can kind of, like, just be singing and praising and stuff. And the Lord meets me sometimes and just, like, yeah, like interactions where I'm like, oh my goodness, I should almost be alone. I'm kind of like, I'm like getting emotional here. Like the Lord's like really impacting me and loving on me. And so, yeah, I learned over the years to like, well, this is as my faith grows personally, like, of course, while I'm working, but like at home and everywhere else, like I'm bringing him with me. He's always with me, but my part in it is to actually like open up to him too. And so, yeah, I really do. That's part of the reason why I like my job so much, is that constant kind of interaction with the Lord that I can have at any time. And yeah, so the second part, actually, I'll share just with like my interactions with my coworkers. I'll just share a couple quick stories. These both happen within the last like couple weeks, but so sometimes I'll get into conversations with guys. Like there's one, my one coworker, he was kind of just going on, just making conversation, and he just was talking about death and like when we die, it's like, he's like, yeah, we don't know where we're gonna go and all that. Is like, well, actually, I know where I'm going. Like, I'm going to heaven. And he's like, oh yeah, sure, like whatever, like that's fine, that's cool that you believe that. And then I was just like, yeah, man, like Jesus is the only way to eternal life. And then he's like, yeah, well, I don't know, because I don't think he really believes in God. And then he's like, he asked me, he's like, can you see God? Have you ever seen God? And I was like, well, no, I haven't physically seen him. And then he's like, can you hear him? And I was like, well, yeah, he talks to me all the time. And I talk to him all the time. And then he kind of like, I don't know, he didn't know what to say. He just kind of like brushed it off. And then I asked him, I was like, have you ever like considered God or talked to him? Or like, what about miracles? Have you seen, like, I've seen some pretty cool miracles that show like that he's real. And like, have you seen, have you seen like him work or whatever? And I don't think he has, but in my mind, and you guys can pray for it too, that he would like experience God, because I think every one of us who has given our lives to Jesus, we've actually experienced the living God in one way or another. It has to go past head knowledge. And so, yeah, I pray that he will experience that. And then other quick story if there's time. So my buddy, coworker, him and I are friends too, and he came to me one morning, we were just talking, and he said he was having a rough go the night before because his girlfriend has like some sort of like mental illness, and yeah, he said it was really affecting her, and he was kind of down about it. And so I just asked if I could like pray for her, like with him, and he's not a Christian, so I think he maybe felt it kind of weird, but that's fine. And so I just prayed for healing over her, and yeah, and afterwards I just asked, like, oh, the next day he said, he's like, yeah, like, she really appreciated that you prayed for her, and because he told her about it, and I just said, yeah, like, let me, oh, yeah, and he said, like, yeah, she feels a lot better, like, she's doing a lot better. I was like, great. And then I told him, I was like, let me know how she's doing in the future, because my intention for the prayer isn't that she just kind of feels a little better. I want her to be, like, healed. And so, yeah, and then I think it was the following day, he just said, like, talking about the stress she has in her life, just with, like, school and finances, and she's kind of, like, pinched in that way. And he said he's had to like kind of help her out and stuff financially. And I was like, oh, that's really too bad. And then I turned to like go back to work. And then I was just like, it kind of hit me right away where I was like, nah, like I turned around. I was like I can, let me help her financially. Like, can I like give some like money to you? And he's like, no, like I couldn't take money from you. I was like, well, can you give it to her for me? And he really appreciated that, and she did too. The like when I gave it to him to give to her, she I ended up meeting her because him and I hung out, and or yeah, I met her, and she was like, they both kept thanking and appreciating that a lot. And I just, when I gave it to him, I said, like, tell her that, you know, tell her that Jesus loves her when you give it to her. And yeah.
Let's pray for Josh. So would you stretch out your hands toward him? We're going to pray a blessing over you and your work. So Lord, we thank you so much for Josh. We thank you for his heart for you. Lord, we thank you for the example that he follows of centuries of Christians who are experiencing you during their work, praying, bringing the presence of Christ with them to the place that they go. And that is such an important part of our calling. And I know it impacts that entire workplace. Even if he had never spoken a word about you, his intimacy with you and the presence of Christ in that workplace impacts everyone. But Lord, we also thank you that he goes beyond that to care for those around him, and we bless him in that. Lord, we pray for protection from the enemy. Lord, that he would constantly hear your voice, that he would step out in faith, and that these stories that he tells today, which are examples of your grace, which are incredible and which are inspiring to us, would be nothing compared to the stories he has a year from now of him continuing to love on people, going deeper in relationships, obeying you. Lord, that he would be bringing people to Christ regularly, Lord, through the example of his life. We ask this in Jesus' name, that you bless him, bless his family, and bless us all as we are with you in our work. In Jesus' name, amen.